Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
Hey, hello out there. Ed August here calling in from Tucson, Arizona, place where it seems the sun never stops shining, even at night. Well, it reflects off of the snow that is sometimes on the mountains. The Catalinas have a high point here of Mount Lemmon, which is 9,400 feet or something like that. So we get a goodly amount of snow on there. And this winter is chugging along. It seems a little bit on the cool side. Plants aren't doing that well. But anyway, so I'm not here to talk about the weather or anything happened here at Tucson. Let's talk about the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky. The sun right now is at 14 degrees of Capricorn. The moon has just entered. Oh, my God. It just entered Capricorn. It's in 0 degrees and 2 minutes. That means like, what is that, like 5 minutes ago it entered Capricorn? That is just bizarre. Capricorn has a very distinctive energy quality to it, and it'll be interesting to see what kinds of news stories there will be, you know, by the end of the day. Also, look at this. Mercury is in 29.27 degrees of Sagittarius. The 29th degree is the last degree of a sign. So when it goes to 30, that's the same as 0 degrees of the next sign. So we're going to have Moon and Mercury. Moon just actually did conjunct Mercury. Like, when would that have been? Like, within the hour anyway. So Moon-Mercury conjunction, that's good. Those are all very positive things, really. And now we'll have three planets lined up in Capricorn, along with Saturn, which is in 11 degrees Capricorn, and Pluto, which is in 20 degrees Capricorn. So here we are, you know, deep into January. Well, not that deep into January, but anyway, but here we have like a lot of energy moving into the sign of Capricorn. So this will be very positive, folks, for you out there that are the earth signs of Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. Possibly not quite as good for signs that are opposite. The sign that's opposite Capricorn in the heavens is Cancer. So the Cancerians, you know, may kind of, I don't know, it's going to feel like the ball is in the other guy's court, if you play tennis or whatever, right? But anyway, and what's some other things that would not be that good? Aries and Libra, because Aries is a fire sign and it's three signs away from Capricorn going one way. And the opposite sign of Aries is Libra. That's a air sign, but it is not very well connected with Capricorn and Capricorn's ruler, which is Saturn. Now, I'm not here to talk about astrology all day. As a matter of fact, I was hoping to dig into some tarot for you out there at home. And by the way, I did have a show on January the 1st. What was that? Was that a Sunday? I don't know what day that was. Maybe it was Monday. But anyway, we definitely had a show that day. But it started late. We had some technical difficulties, and it was like 9 minutes after the hour when I came on the air. And surprisingly enough, I think some people thought that I just would not be having a show on New Year's Day. But I did want to have the show on New Year's Day. And what I did is I but starting late really killed it because I had no callers. But what I, because nobody expected it, right? And when they didn't see me for 5 or 6 or 7 minutes at airtime, you know, they hung up. I didn't expect them to hang around. But I did have a complete half-hour show. And what I did is I asked some questions or I made some readings based on what part of the country the callers were calling from and listening in. In other words, I had a reading for people that were listening to either live or via podcast for people that lived in the Southeast, that lived in the mid-Atlantic states, that lived in New England, that lived in the Rust Belt, that lived in the Midwest, that lived in the Rocky Mountains and Plains, that lived in California. You know, so actually, so it covered the country. The only people that really didn't work out that well for him was if you were in Alaska or Hawaii. But you know, I get very, very few calls from that part of the world, that part of the country. And those cards, because I picked three cards for that part of the country, was not too good. As a matter of fact, it looked like, well, you know, there could be something, you know, hanging over people like a volcanic eruption or an earthquake and or a tsunami or something like that. So, and you know what? That's exactly what happens in that part of the world, right? We had the big 7.0 earthquake in Anchorage about, three weeks ago? And then, of course, Kilauea is constantly erupting over there on the Big Island, and who knows? Who knows where that's going? That's right and smack dab in the middle of the ocean, and there's a behemoth of a volcano there. If you go down Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea to the, you know, which are like, 12,000 feet or something, if you go down to the bottom of the ocean, they're taller than Mount Everest, you know? I mean, it's a huge thing. And in the middle of it, it's like the navel in the middle of the Pacific, and surrounded, of course, by the Ring of Fire. So look for the Ring of Fire to do a few things this year. And the Ring of Fire includes everything from Japan and Alaska and the West Coast and the West Coast of Mexico and Central America and South America, on around to New Zealand. And it doesn't really hit Australia. Those Aussies have it easy over there, actually. Actually, sometimes I wish I was over there, you know, riding on a kangaroo or something. I don't know. I don't know. I think it might be fun to do a Crocodile Dundee type of thing sometimes. I don't know. And also, let me see. So Mercury is just about to go into Capricorn. Moon just entered Capricorn. The Sun is in the middle of the sign of Capricorn. Venus is in 27 Scorpio, so we still have 3 or 4 days of sexy Venus behavior out there, because Venus, as the goddess of love, kind of lets her hair down in Scorpio. You know, this is the classic image of the beauty, somewhat possessive, somewhat jealous, but running wild and also knowing what she wants. You know, just love when Venus is in Scorpio, and a lot of people out there have Venus in a sexy sign like Scorpio. If you're born with Venus in Scorpio, this is like, you know, your time of the year, because it only goes through there once, right? Because it goes around the sun once per year. Mars is in the very masculine sign of Aries, and it's a macho sign. It's in 2 degrees and 29 minutes of Aries. So you know what? I feel there would be some very stubborn behaviors among people, because all this Capricorn energy, things are not going to go as fast as, well, there's two groups, okay? One is Trump and his administration. The other group is the Democrats, the fired-up new wave of Democrats that just got elected that are coming into Congress as of today. Well, things are going to go slow for all of them. They're not going to be able to push through the agenda. But then again, Trump is going to, you know, it's like an irresistible force hitting up against an immovable object. It's not invisible. We know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. So anyway, so I see some trouble lurking on the horizon there because of all these things going on. It's just going to be slow. Business is going to be very slow. There's going to be vetoes in the government, you know. Maybe there'll be like a step back in the stock market, continuing problems with the Federal Reserve, continuing problems overseas. You know, there's so many people have a difference of opinion right now. Now, here I am running off my mouth when what I really wanted to do is say hi. Hello to a few people out there. And let me get my screen back. My screen just went dead. Oh, here we go. Okay. So and here's the tarot cards. Switching over from the astrology mentality to the tarot mentality, we go into the archetypes, the great archetypal cards that represent the things we do, the people that we are, the forces of nature and the world that are sometimes with us and sometimes against us, right? So here we go. We're going to go to 4-7. Okay, something popped up. I'm just going to ignore it. Okay, so we're going to go to the heart of Georgia. The heart of Georgia. I've seen this phone number before, and I believe that they're calling from the Atlanta area. Let's see what's going on. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
To you. Thanks for... Hi, thank you for waiting while I had to run my mouth there for about 10 minutes. But Happy New Year to
That's
you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
wow.
to you, too.
Well, thanks so much. Now, are you? Do you have a new question for me today, or has there been a twist on your existing situation? I know you're waiting for something having to do with your new home, and there's also a guy in your life. So what can I help you with in the next 5 minutes? You know, we have such a short time on this show.
Yes, yep. Whatever you see for me in the cards, just whatever you see for me in the cards,
oh.
That's it.
Oh, all righty, dear. I will definitely do that. Let me see here. And I am shuffling the cards. I know your name begins with a C. It's a letter C, isn't it?
Let's yes, see. Casey.
Casey, that's it. Well, here we go. Shuffling and shuffling again. And this is, again, where you put in your energy by giving me a place to cut these cards. Where would you like me to cut these cards for you, Casey?
In the middle.
Okay, that's a very popular place. Very popular places in the middle. So let's see what's going on. Holy Toledo. Okay, Page of Swords, you're going through the motions, hoping the best. Somebody's helping you, but I guess they're not able to help you as much as you would like. What is this next card here? It is the Devil, which could mean that there is some details to be that you have to cover. There's also, I see you with good people. I see you with this young person, this Page of Swords, who's very positive. But then you've got the Devil card, which comes up, which could relate to either difficulties that are going on around you, to people who might be, I don't know, I got the feeling that maybe someone's not being righteous, somebody's not being honest with you about things and schedule and stuff like that. And but it could be a person also. But then the third card, is a very good one. It's the Nine of Cups where, you know, you get what you want. You're sitting there, arms crossed, smiling, and you have like a mantle, like a fireplace mantle behind you. And this card shows 9 golden cups. So that means that you do get what you want. But I'm just wondering that it could just be that the Devil card means there's the devil is in the details, right? The devil is in the details. So perhaps, is it true that you have not been able to get that house finished off so you can move into it? Is it still waiting?
Yes, sir. And it does feel like they lying to me about something. One day is this, and then the next day is something else, and that is so true.
Yeah. Do you talk to the same person all the time, or do you get different agents or people that?
Yeah, I get different agents, and both have told me like 2 or 3 different stories. Like one told me that it was repairs that needed to be done to the home. And then the next one told me that the utility wasn't on in the home. And now she's telling me that they are waiting to contact my agent for inspection. But as of this morning, they hadn't connected that agent for inspection. So,
You know what the Page of Swords is? The Page of Swords is an amateur. It's somebody who's like a kid who doesn't quite know exactly what they're doing. And that is the people that you've been dealing with. And they have brought about the problem of the devil, meaning that there's so many details. And truly, it might just be that they're so lazy that they that they just give you some story that they just make up, you know. At least when I give you a story, I'm looking at some, at least when I'm giving you a story, I'm looking at the tarot cards, you know, but they seem to be making up stories out of nothing. Now, the good part is I love the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups shows you smiling. Things are plentiful. You've moved in and everything is glorious. But again, you know, there's two cards ahead of it. I think that's what happened the last time that you called, is that there were a couple of cards before the good card came up. You know, I interpreted that to mean that it would be at least a month or so, you know, before things were cleaned up and when these guys get their stories straight and stuff like that. Now, what I would do if I were you, this is just a clairvoyant vision coming to me. This is just a vision coming to me. That the next time you call, you ask to speak to whoever answers the phone to their supervisor. Can I please speak to your supervisor or your manager or the manager of the office, please? And then when you get them on the phone, tell them, I have called about my housing situation a number of times, and I've talked to a number of people, several people, and they give me a different story every time, and the story doesn't match up. Could you please look into my situation and see what's really going on? Because this is very frustrating. I need to be able to move into my house, blah, blah, blah. I think that you would get more response. See, if you call in next time, you might get one of these people you already talked to, or you might get someone who doesn't know anything about your case, you know. But if you ask to speak to their supervisor, then maybe they can start getting to the bottom of it, you know. And you can always say, you know, why am I getting such poor service? Why am I getting such poor services? I'm almost feeling that I have to wonder if there's some prejudice or some other thing that's going on. Somebody's trying to pull my leg, you know. Somebody's trying to kid with me, and it makes me very angry, and, you know, enough that I feel like maybe I should talk to someone about it, you know, and start with them. Start with whoever the supervisor is. You don't have to threaten or anything like that. I mean, you can sound very positive about it. But I have been waiting for months about this. Hasn't it been months? It's been months now, right?
Months. Yes, sir, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, so that is my complete advice. And let me pick another card. And that means, okay, this card is the Two of Pentacles. It means you have to balance your budget. You're going to have to be careful with your money. But then the Three of Cups, and that's, a happy ending. So I predict that there will be finally a happy ending to this. But meantime, you have, you know, you want to be able to move in and have your kids move in and all that. So it is, I am so sorry that you are so frustrated, Casey. I'm so sorry. This is such a frustrating situation. I think that the next time you call me, progress will be made, okay? I mean, what I think is when you call me next time, I think you will see that things are being taken care of. And you're going to be either moved in or you're going to be right on the edge of being moved in or something. Okay, my dear?
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great weekend ahead and a great new year. Now, here's one of these callers that calls from a blocked number. So I got to put, watch this one carefully. But it could be one of this really nice lady in California who calls in on this block thing here. So let's see what's going on. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good
afternoon.
Happy New Year. Ah. This is Joanna in Florida. I'm not the other wonderful woman who calls in from California, but I call in from Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Hi, I spoke with you I sent in a question towards the end of November. I had problems getting in on your show back then, but I have a follow-up question. I had my bank account illegally seized, and then I wound up about 3 weeks ago having to file a motion with the court. So I'm wondering if anything positive is going to happen this month or it's going to be delayed. I just want it want it unseized, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, but it's been a couple weeks since we talked, and I'm just wondering if anybody's giving you any sign of, you know, that they understand your situation, that they're trying to help, that it's going to be rectified, that this should never have been done. I mean, you know,
right.
But then again, I don't know who, except maybe an expensive lawyer, can tackle this bank. You know, you need somebody who can go up against the bank if they don't just roll over and, you know, what are you going to do? You can tweet it. You can put it on your Facebook. You can make them feel uncomfortable,
right.
But I don't know if you can force them to do anything about it.
I had to file a motion with the court, so I'm just waiting
okay.
on that, exactly.
Okay. The motion is to
is to dissolve the legal action that they did, and the bank will be responsible for that debt that was placed on my account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you do this on your own, or did you do this together
yes.
with someone who's very knowledgeable about court procedure? No.
No, I did this on my own after research and help with the clerk of the courts. They were very helpful.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. The clerks of the courts were helpful. All right. So so I am shuffling these cards, and where would you like me to cut them, Joanne? Would I do this near the top or the middle, or where do you see me cutting these cards
the
to
top.
Give you a good report? The top it
the
is.
Top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Whoa, this is pretty cool. Okay, this is pretty cool because what you have is the first card is the Nine of Cups. This one came up in the reading that the previous lady had, and that shows success. It shows happiness and success. And the second
Wonderful.
Card is the Seven of Pentacles, and the Seven of Pentacles shows like a farmer or a gardener who's watching their crop and they're waiting for the crops to be finished and wait to be able to pick it, you know, and have food on the table and stuff like that. But it's a very positive card. It shows that you're doing a really good job and that is taking you in the right direction. The
Wonderful.
Third card is the Hermit, and the Hermit shows that you are doing this on your own. Sometimes the Hermit causes some delays, so I just wonder if
okay.
you're going to hear right back or if it's going to be, you know, put off while you know,
right.
the judge is, you know, having a vacation in Cuba or something. I don't know, but anyway, it looks like there'll
exactly.
be a delay. But I picked the fourth, but I picked the fourth card, and that's the Page of Cups. It's another cup card. It shows celebration at the page. Is standing there with a cup in his or her hand, and it's with a smile. So that means like celebration, where you want to, you know, go out, kick up your heels, and have a drink or have a drive or do something. So there's going to be a good ending to this procedure, but there's just a little bit of a wait involved because of the Hermit.
Okay.
And it's not easy going it alone, you know, against the system,
yeah.
but hopefully you got a good judge there who will
yes.
who will take care of you. Hopefully so.
Exactly.
So just call me whenever you have another question, and also when you know, that would be great to find out what kind of response there is here for you, you know? I'd love to know that
yes.
myself. But it looks
yes,
like the initial surge of energy right from almost the moment that you filed this is in a positive direction. It's in a positive direction.
Great.
You're
going to
embarrass the heck out of
goodness.
The bank and maybe get thugs in trouble because they're ripping people
yeah.
off. They're ripping
exactly,
people off.
Exactly.
Okay,
well, bless
my dear.
You so much.
I'm sorry
and,
I don't
and
have
to you
more
and
time.
Your lady friend.
Oh.
Yes, bless you and Happy New
yes.
Year. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, dear. Thank you so much. All right, Joanne. Thanks so much.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye for now. And that leads us, we're a few minutes from the end of the show, and so what I can do is share with you the fact that I can do personal and private readings. You know, not necessarily do people want to, you know, call in and it's kind of like seeing the laundry hanging there on the laundry line, you know, flapping in the wind. Maybe you want a private reading, so I'm good for that. We can do readings over the phone via emails and forth, or even text messages. I've done a surprising amount of readings with like a big series of text messages going between the two of us, you know. So have a look at my site, www.edaugusts.com. And I also have a book site. Every once in a while, one of my callers is a book fanatic or someone who's learning or wants to, you know, keep track of certain authors who like certain subjects and everything. And I've got, right now, I think I've got something like 871 books on Biblio and also on this website. And you can search them by price or search them by keywords or by the author or title. And I'd love to sell you a book. So, you know, that would be, that's another way that I can pay the bills here, is to sell you a few books. I have books of my own. I have books, paperbacks, on lulu.com. So you'd go to lulu, www.lulu.com/EdAugusts, and you'll go to my spotlight page, which has spotlight, you know, little, what do you call those, little pictures, you know, little tiny thumbnails of the covers of some of my books on various subjects, you know. I've had fiction and nonfiction, different subjects, including astrology and tarot and things like that. But I think the best astrology and tarot books that I have, that I wrote myself, are to be found on Kindle, Amazon's Kindle. So let me see. I'm not quite sure how you can pull that. KDP, the Kindle Digital Publishing, right? Kindle Digital Publishing. .com/EdAugusts, and that should do, because there's only one Ed Augusts out there, really. Believe it or not, there's only one. And then you can see some selections there, including planetary combinations in astrology charts, which is about 420 pages. It's more than most people even, well, I guess it's kind of like, it's not advanced, but it's a medium book. It's an intermediate book on astrology, figuring that you know something about it already. And then there's also Great Secrets of the Tarot. What could be wrong with reading about the tarot cards? Since you're listening to the show, you might really enjoy that. I thank you again, all my listeners and viewers. And speaking of viewers, if you want to see me, I do have some YouTube videos that are on a variety of subjects. There's uploads. There's a piano bar thing. Listen to my show when I start the show. That's me on the keyboard singing, "Fly me to the moon and let me play." Well, that's the wrong key. Sorry, guys. And apparently, at the same time, it always gets me goofed up. Just thinking about it is goofing me up right now. So anyways, yeah, so have a look at YouTube. I have more than 100 YouTubes. They includes, I think it goes back something like 10 years. I was really in on the ground floor on YouTube, and I was also in on the ground floor on Twitter, so about 2,000 followers. Not going to get very far, but you can follow me on Twitter. So thanks again, and I am so proud and happy to be on being able to do this for you. This has been, you know, more than 200 shows, more than 200 of my 30-minute shows, and then there was about 100 of my 90-minute shows until I cut those back a couple months ago. So call in, write in, look at my books. I love doing this for you for free, but it, you know, I'd love to have you as a client also. Thanks again, folks. And here's my exit music.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
That's not my exit music. This is.
Yeah.